stuff about the harness, too, on it. The tail piece would come out, I call that a brock. Tied under the tail, you know, and hold her harness straight on their back and around it. Croper, instead of brock. Croper.
Croper. I see.
Put it under the tail. And hold the harness on, you see, to keep their harness straight.
I see. Now, with the buggy wheels, would you describe how they're made?
Well, they had a feller and a spindle down there on the spindle where you took the tap off and put the wheel on the spindle, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they had a feller fit over that spindle and then tap on top of that. Well, they come on up here, the hub come on that, and then the spokes, and then the feller, and then the tire.
That's right. Uh-huh. And the thing that the
wood part of it that held the tire on and held the fellers on was a feller. See, you see mm-hmm. that? And then they had bolts through that to hold that, to keep the tire from coming off.
Uh-huh. And the piece of the wagon that the tire or the wheel would fit on would be the what?
Axle.
Oh, okay.
It's an axle.
Uh-huh.
Coming on out from the spindle. You see, then they had the spindle on that end of that axle for the.
How did you keep it from squealing? From
greasy with axle grease. You see.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What was that? What kind of? Where did you get that? Could you buy it?
Yeah, you buy it at the store. You could buy that at the store, what to call that.
But when you were young, what did you use? did you have to buy that axle grease?
Yeah, we always bought it. Uh-huh. But if you didn't have it, well, you could get put lard on it. It wouldn't last too long, but if you were going to make a short trip. But we didn't have no axle grease. We'd put lard on it, just take some hog lard and smear on it.
Mm-hmm.
Taller's pretty good, but a lot of the time we'd have taller out of a beef, you know, and make.
Would that be better than lard?
Well, it's just as good, about as good as lard. It might last a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it on there when it's cold, you know, and mm-hmm. taller would stay on better. It wouldn't get as warm
mm-hmm.
whenever the. And turning the wheel and turning, you see, lard, when it turned, the friction would warm it and it'd drip off, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Melt it till it'd drip off.
Okay, it's just really interesting. I never heard about the tallow, the lard, but I suppose really the beef would make it.
Yeah, the beef tallow, you see.
What would somebody be doing if he was in the woods and he filled up his wagon and would take the wood to the house and go back and fill it up again? You say, well, today he's what? What's he doing to the wood? Is he? The idea here is different terms. If you use a wagon to bring wood from the woods.
We hauled it. We hauled it.
Now, suppose you meet somebody in town who lived near you, and you'd say, well, come on,